Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden.
My name's Cass.
And my name's Lena Moon.
And today we're talking about squawking.
Squawk!
Squawking.
It took us so long to figure out, because we have to write down the episode title in the little file, and it took us so long to figure out how to spell squawking.
Yeah, and actually I think we came back to the original way, because I was like, that's not what it is.
Yeah, we
that
both
like squawking.
Yeah, Cass, you thought it was squawking or something.
I thought you'd written squawking, but you had actually written squawking.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
We spelled it squawking
apostrophe. Not to be confused with the famous actor Birdman Christopher Squawken.
I'm squawking here.
Shut up.
I had that one ready. That's the one.
Before we started recording, Lena's like, I got something, guys. You just leave this riff to me.
Yeah, don't worry. I did look up the word squawk so that we got it right, and it means to utter a harsh scream.
Utter a harsh scream.
That's funny, because when people say utter, I sort of assume it's like a more quiet, considered thing.
Yeah, same.
She uttered her last words.
Like someone like being next in a deathbed, just being like,
We have a thing in English, and I assume other languages do as well, but it's like onomatopoeic metaphors. Mm. So if words have a similar sounding thing, they're likely to mean something similar because we're all metaphory.
Wow.
I don't know what you mean.
Clang, bang are all like similar.
They all
similar.
Sort of mean the same auditory experience.
Yeah. Onomatopoeia is one thing, but then we have things like utter, mutter, stutter. They're all like softer things.
Do you reckon that's just because a bunch of people started mishearing words and they were like, well, what does that mean? It's like, quiet.
flutter.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like how I keep accidentally making up words because my ADHD brain just forgets things all the time.
Yeah.
So I'll just make a word up that sounds like the word I'm trying to say.
Do you have any greatest hits of words you've made up?
Look, right now what you're doing is you're pressing my ADHD brain to do some memory recall,
famously
it's like you haven't been listening. Yeah, Hayden.
All right, well, if one pops in, just, you know.
Yeah.
Pop it out.
I'll sploop it in.
The other meaning is
informal, to complain or protest noisily or peevishly. And then there's another one that says to utter with or as if with a squawk, a loud screech, a noisy complaint.
That seems like the first one, really. Did you think the second one was complaining as well?
Yeah. I like that a lot of them are complaint-oriented, which actually aligns quite well with how much shit we gave you, because we were complaining as soon as you wrote it down.
You were squawking about my squawking.
We were squawking about
you. You were squawking, squawking.
Yeah.
It was a fucking squawking. Yeah. What's the best squawk? What bird makes the best noise? I reckon hawk, because they go,
Oh, shit. Okay. What other bird noises do you know?
Name a bird. I can do it.
Dodo.
That was the last one dying.
Fuck, you got
That's
me.
That's Dodo's tongue falling out of its mouth.
Yeah. I have a funny bird-related anecdote.
Great.
Thank God you're here, Lena.
I know, and I've been waiting. It's as good as Christopher Squawken, so strap in.
Okay.
I record my sleeping a lot, so I have those.
Why?
I actually TikTok live stream it. But there is an account that does that.
I think it's big on Twitch too. People just stream themselves sleeping.
No, I just have one of those apps that sends all my private information to people while I'm asleep. What it does is it's supposed to sort of track my sleeping habits. So you're supposed to be able to tell like when it records if you snore and things like that.
Yeah.
You kind of like have an idea of how you slept during the night. And sometimes it records, the occasional like sleep talking and
occasional
things.
Squawk.
The occasional squawk. The occasional protest, uttering of protest. but one morning it recorded a Rosella outside my window because my window was open and yeah. it was like having a freaking party.
Yeah.
And then you can hear me go, shut up, shut up. I was like, you're so loud. And then because I was asleep.
You didn't remember doing it?
Yeah. And I woke up and I'm like, God, this is a really long one. Yeah. And I listened to it like, that's so funny. And I put it on my Instagram.
Yeah. I have seen that. I have heard the footage.
Yeah,
you've heard the footage?
I put a Rosella picture with it and then I put the audio on my Instagram because it's so funny. I'm like begging it to be quiet. I'm like, shut up.
What does a Rosella sound like?
Greek.
It sounds Greek.
Yeah. Greek? Greek?
Greek. Yeah, which is not, not my words. Cass set me up.
Yeah. Which one's the Rosella? That's the one that's...
That's pretty. Not the sauce bottle.
Mm.
Wait. Sauce bottle or biscuits?
No, not the biscuits, the sauce.
Huh. Well, there you go.
you're thinking of biscuit bird.
What's the biscuit bird?
You're thinking of biscuit bird.
Arnott bird.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah. Isn't that a Rosella?
That's biscuit bird.
Oh, sorry.
What noise does biscuit bird make?
Yep, there we go. I mean, Cass made that noise, but no one will be able to tell.
No. So. Yeah, maybe they're both Rosellas, but one's red and one's green and blue.
Yeah, mine was... Sorry, I actually really lied to you both, and I will backtrack. Mine was a rainbow lorikeet.
Oh, fucking fuck hell, Lena.
You've come in here saying Rosella.
I had a completely different picture in my head.
Yeah, we're the all theater of mind bird. Is all sauce fucked. Bird.
That's why you don't get the ultimate prankster in.
Oh, that was a prank? It was intentional? Okay.
Because I'm going to prank you. If
you're not careful. We got God.
We do get.
She's, I'm squawking here.
She's squawking here.
I don't like your Christopher Squawking because Christopher Walken doesn't say that. But you're saying it like he does.
He was in the iconic remake of Taxi Driver of Bird Related.
I'm squawking here.
Yeah. I'm squawking here.
What you should have done is I shoved it up my ass. Squawk! That would have been good.
What?
Have you guys not seen?
No, what you just did was you made a nightmare.
No, yeah, it's from did. Pulp Fiction, is it?
He's not in Pulp.
Yeah, is he? He shoves the watch up his butt. What's that one? And he's talking to a little boy, and he's like,
I shoved this watch up, which is horrific.
Why? So can birds shove? Because they've got a cloaca. Is it
easy? Bird shell?
Yeah, is it easy?
I've seen a lot of birds on Poppeneckies up their bums, and boy, is it a horrific sight.
But is it easier, do you think? For a bird to whack things up.
He's tried it. He's tried it.
I've tried it.
No,
I'm talking about they're doing it themselves. It's consensual. They're having to have a good time.
Well, then no fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
Actually, the claws don't go back to the hole.
Yeah, a huge part of a shelf is finger related.
Is dexterity.
It's a huge part of it.
Because I know a cloaca is two of the holes.
It's all of them.
Can I say
but
thank
is it
you
every
for-
single?
Yeah, I think it is. Can I just say thanks for saying cloaca because I say cloaca, but my friend who works at the zoo says cloaca, and I've always said that, thought that was wrong.
Yeah.
I don't like that it implies an aching cloaca.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds painful.
My cloaca. It's cloaca. Yeah.
I'm cloacan here.
Maybe that's why they're always squawking because they're complaining about the cloaca.
But what I was going to say is if a cloaca is every hole, then shelving in theory, should the birds have the gift of dexterity one day, it would be easier because it is also the in-hole as well as the out-hole.
Yeah, but I reckon you're that's more true. Likely to piss it out while you're high because you know how you not that I've ever done a drug, but like people who are on ecstasy drink a lot of water and they're more likely to pee. So you're more likely to pee out the ecstasy.
But I think by the time that you're drinking all the water, isn't it kind of hit you?
That's true. Maybe it's fully. I don't know how long it takes either. To absorb a pill if you put it inside you.
I've never put a pill in my butt.
Neither.
Mm.
And I don't think I ever will. unless it's like a suppository sort of thing. And
Like a medical pill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. How big is suppository? They're big, aren't they?
They're like an inch.
That's big.
It's big for a butt.
Yeah. Do they?
It's bigger than most of the things I put in my butt. I only put small things in my butt.
Do they only give you suppositories if the pill's too big or is it specifically it has to go in your butt because of medical?
I think it's sometimes it's to do with like not being able to keep things in your stomach. So if you're like really sick and you're constantly throwing things up or you're unable to swallow, it goes in your butt.
You can also get one that's like a suppository if you are like exceptionally constipated. Mm.
Sure. All right. Just like a little, it's like a Drano.
Yeah, because it's not, it's, yeah, it's that's, like,
yuck. You can't get through the top. So.
Exactly. Oh, so, you know, like when your really sink's really up. Full because there's heaps of food in the sink and you try to like put like more stuff in it to sort of make it go through, but it won't.
Yeah.
But if you come from like underneath to like shove the air in and then it come, then it all kind of separates and comes through.
Mm-hmm.
That's that it's kind that, of thing.
But your human body.
But a bum.
That's yuck. Mm, it's that's awful gross. To think of.
I'm so sorry.
Nah. We're all just a big tube.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think that's new. You know, there were things going around on the internet a while ago pointing out that if you kiss someone, it's two bum holes connected by a big tube.
Oh, that's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a romantic human centipede in a way.
Yeah, I mean, what's more romantic? That is a romance. That's a rom-com, right?
I think so. I haven't seen it, but I assume so. Yeah. It sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, it sounds like... you know, when you're a pre-butterfly and you're going to become but like.
Do you mean a caterpillar?
Or do you mean in the cocoon?
Is that not the same as a centipede?
Wait, no. Hmm? No.
What's a bug?
What does a centipede turn into? Moths, probably.
Yeah, something horrible. Flies.
A scorpion.
Flying scorpion.
Thank God they don't do it.
Yeah.
Mm, they have the ability to, though. Do you?
Glad they don't act on it. thank a centipede today for their choice.
It's like, nah. No, kind of turn into thanks this horrible so beast.
We don't need more scary things.
Just chat into a centipede being like, oh, yeah, some do it. It's just not for me. It's like, thank you for your service.
Give him a tiny hat.
What do you think you would turn into?
A million tap shoes.
What do you think you'd turn into if you went into a cocoon? What do you think you'd emerge as?
Well, that's interesting because I'm already perfect. So
okay, sure. So you've already cocooned?
Yeah.
This is you. You're the butterfly.
This is how I happen.
You're the butterfly. This is it.
Let Cass answer first because I need to think.
What do you think, Cass?
Yeah.
I think I'd be a dog.
Okay. So now you've just asked.
What?
No, okay.
I was trying to think, like, okay, what could it be? And I'm like, I guess it would be some sort of angel-y thing.
Yeah.
But it would be more.
Nah,
just
be a dog.
Your version is just what animal would you want to be?
Well, I guess.
Is that what you're asking? I thought you wanted us to consider what our bodies could break down into and re-emerge.
Yeah, I don't reckon I could do it as a dog. I think I could.
You reckon you could?
I reckon I could. I reckon I could cover myself in leaves, melt my entire central nervous system down to nothing.
But keep your memories.
Keep my memories and reconstitute myself as a little dog.
I don't want to fight him on it. I would like to see him try.
Mm. It takes a while.
No, but I think you're on the right track, Cass, thinking that it has to at least resemble something that comes out of a cocoon because that's the rules of the
game. Well, not really. I mean, like, a butterfly doesn't resemble a caterpillar that much.
Okay,
that's the point.
Let's think about
wait, but I don't resemble a dog.
I mean that if you're asking the question, what would you come out of a cocoon as, the answer has to be, like, some form of the thing that went in plus wings.
Oh, well, okay, then.
Oh, hang on. No, let's consider. Okay, caterpillar, so many legs. Butterfly, 6. So we can't. Okay, let's look at the rules. We're allowed to lose.
Legs become wings, I think.
Well, I think everything becomes everything.
Yeah.
They just melt. They fully melt down.
Do you know that uteruses become penises? That's true.
What, but
in
why?
In the womb. So we all genetically. I'm pretty sure.
Wait, you're talking about butterflies or everyone?
No. Yeah,
I'm
no. Pretty sure we this all is start
right.
off.
We like, all genetically
only
start
yeah, yeah.
out. Yeah. And then when you look at a uterus, it like makes sense that they just drop down.
Yeah.
And
become little thick and balls.
I know someone, I won't dox them, but I'm so jealous of them because I would make so many fucking jokes about it.
Yeah.
Whose uterus, because what happens is they come together to form the uterus both sides.
Mm.
Theirs didn't. Form, so they have two uteruses, and we call them puss-puss.
I thought you were going to call them tuterus, but I
no, puss-puss.
Puss-puss is better.
Yeah, and they only found out recently, and they have had, like, bad period pain, like, their whole life. Like,
of course.
I've been, like,
what's double is bad.
Double period.
Yeah.
And their periods synced up, so they've had they were like, it's so lucky that my period synced, otherwise I would have just had my period twice a month.
Fuck that.
But their doctor was telling them that, like, the first time they were like, the doctor was like, yeah, they've got hard genitalia. And they were like, well, that's really upsetting to hear them say that on the phone. And then the doctor was like taking it personally that they couldn't find their cervix properly while they were doing like a checkup. Oh. And then later on when they found out the results, the doctor was like, well, thank God. And it was like the doctor was like off the hook. And
yeah,
like,
right.
they're like, well, I'll hang my medical degree back up again. Like,
well, that's sort of fair enough. Cause like if that's your whole job and you can't, that's probably a pretty simple part of the job, right?
But it's also just don't make it your
whole that's true, job. Yeah.
And also don't make it about you when that person's true. Like, what do you mean I have two uteruses?
And I'm a good doctor. Phew.
Like, I've just found out I'm a medical anomaly.
So they could have two sets of twins at once.
They, in theory, can get pregnant twice.
Fuck. Yeah. Do they have double everything else? Not everything else, but like.
No, it's sort of. I mean, look, we haven't had many in-depth conversations about it because they are still, like, only found out really recently.
Oh, God.
But it's like.
Well, good that you brought it to the podcast.
Yeah. They won't hear this.
Good.
Oh, God, I want to tell you who it is. Anyway, I can't.
Wait, do I know them?
No. Okay. They're not in comedy. They're a friend. But it's just amazing. Like, and they're okay with talking to me about it, but I am. You guys have listeners, right? Anyway, I think it's amazing. But
yeah,
I'm
that's
so
cool.
jealous because I'm like, I would do so much fucking comedy about my double puss. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Do you have any jokes, any riffs lined up?
I mean, were it you, were it me.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I haven't written them because I just got jealous and then I was silenced.
I just got angry about it. If you could have two of any body part, what would it be? Or double of any body part?
I would have four boobs.
I was thinking, though, like if you had two nipples would it, like which way would you have them? Would you have them, would you have them colon way or like ellipses way? Would you want your chest to be like fading out like a secret, or do you want it to be like this boob, like colon second boob?
I think I want this boob colon second boob.
Okay, you can have colon. Yeah. I'll have ellipses.
Okay. I don't understand. Wait, are you talking about like four boobs in a row?
No, nipples only. So
Nipples only.
So
okay.
Two nipples on each nipple. Sorry, two nipples on each boob.
Yeah.
But would you have them like? Horizontal ways,
so
like
in a big
like
line,
dot, dot, dot,
or like a cat, and
like
have,
ellipses, yeah. Or would you have like
two
straight up? So it's like colon,
yeah, colon, colon. That's my answer. I'd have two colons.
Yeah, I'd have two colons. You have two colons. That probably is helpful.
Yeah,
you get those shits out fast.
One for shitting, one for pleasure.
Yeah, but you can't control which one.
That's true. It changes every day, so it really is quite useless.
Imagine if you did have two bathols and two colons.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. The amount of toilet paper you'd go through.
No, do you reckon if you went to the doctor and you were like, shut one of the ends, like clean it out and shut one so only one's in use because I want the other one for fun. Do you reckon they'd do it?
Well, you still want the other one to be open for fun.
No, not all the way up. So, like, you have it
So you're saying have two openings, but then have one just have it a pretty shallow and cut
I'm
off.
I'm loving the idea of just a nominated fuckhole that you get to.
Just a hole.
Just a nominated fuckhole.
It's like a belly button.
Yeah, I would love the idea of being able to do that anywhere on my body, being like, you know what? I'm sick of getting it in these places. You go to the doctor, you're like, put one in my knee.
Yeah, on the back of my knee. Yeah.
That
lovely.
Would go for the front.
It wouldn't go through.
Could,
it'd be a little
you
pocket.
You could angle it so it's like,
You
know. Yeah. You'd have it like an S shape or something.
Degrees. An S bend.
Yeah. S-bend.
That way it doesn't smell when all the stuff gets in. That's what they're for.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's the dream, isn't it?
Mm.
Getting extra stuff put in you.
Different spots to fuck. Yeah.
Because it's.
There's only
so many.
Dream. Yeah. Oh, can I tell a bird story again?
Yeah.
I did want to tell this because it's
my favorite the same
thing.
Story?
So Christopher Squawk. No. have either of you ever been to Healesville bird show? It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Yeah. And they get like eagles and they make them land on people and stuff.
Yeah. It's legit, I would say, of the activities you can do that are zoo related, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I went, my friend came over from the States and we were like, we took her there so she could see a kangaroo and shit. And my boyfriend at the time and she and I all went. And we went to the bird show because I was like, the whole time I was like, you got to go to the bird show. Bird show. Because it delivers, right? Like,
yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. You've never seen a little owl before? Like a tawny frog mouth?
Mm. Show me that frog mouth.
what is that frog mouth?
I was going to do that and then I stopped doing it. So I'm glad. Yeah, that's good.
But there's heaps of stuff that happens. Like they give a bird a rock and the bird opens an egg and eats its dinner.
Yeah.
And stuff. It's fucking awesome. They fly over the top of you and it's amazing. So this particular day, because I'd seen it before, I knew. I was like, this is amazing. But this particular day, one of the birds just like, there were two in the wild wedge-tailed eagles sitting on a tree nearby. So none of the birds of the bird show would behave because they were like, there's a predator right there.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not opening my food in front of these guys. I'm not showing them my trick.
Yeah.
So the poor keeper was like, come on. And like giving, come on, open it. Open it. And like giving this poor bird this rock. And the bird was just like sassily walking around being like, what's up? I'm not going to touch the rock. And it went for so long that she eventually had to end the bird show.
That's so funny. A very similar thing happened to me when I went to the same bird show. They put their wedge-tail eagle out and then they started fighting. They started fighting the normal one. And they were being like, this is not part of the show. This is it's not our wedge-tail eagle.
This is dangerous.
Yeah. It was
everyone
incredible.
Everyone leave slowly. Mm. Yeah, what? It's the best.
It's wild that wild wedge-tail eagles have been like, I can scare a lot of like,
you
never see this many birds of different varieties in the same place.
Yeah.
This is fun for me, a meanie. Yeah.
Have you seen a wedge-tail up close? They're fucking huge.
Oh, they're too big.
I saw one on a post the other day, like a fence post. It was like as big as a fence post. It was incredible. They're so big.
Too big.
Yeah, they're amazing birds.
Mm. Yeah, they're stunning.
I love them. Yeah.
I feel like so many of our animals have the ability to disembowel, like kangaroos, cassowaries, wedge-tailed eagle. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Australian thing, right?
Yeah.
People think it's venom, but it's disembowelment.
Yeah,
that's literally the thing you just
cut your guts out.
Tough as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, kangaroos drown you. You know that?
What?
They. Do you know this, Cass?
No.
Oh, so if you ever see a kangaroo, this is true. It's not something I'm making up. This is true. So kangaroos sometimes will sit in a dam, like a body of water, and they'll like, have their head sticking out, and they'll wait for prey to come into it, and they will hold them down with their big feet and drown them in the dam.
That's
they
smart
drown a million dogs.
Shit.
They drown so many dogs. It's
fun. Oh my god! So
if you see a kangaroo in the water, don't be like, "I'm gonna swim with the kangaroo." How sweet!
They will try
to kill you.
I actually don't think I would ever have the instinct to swim with a kangaroo, but that's just amazing.
Yeah, it's like
that's
the Australian version of swimming with a dolphin.
Oh. Yeah, it's not because they don't drown you.
That's true.
No, dolphins.
They try and have sex with you. Though.
Yeah,
dolphins are rotten.
Yeah.
Real rotten creatures.
They are awful, disgusting
really
creatures,
horrible.
Aren't they?
They're yucky.
Mm. Yeah,
we had someone visiting from overseas once at a place like sort of country-esque, a friend's backyard, and a snake had appeared, and this person from overseas was like, "Oh my god, that's terrifying!" And everyone's like, "It's fine. The snakes aren't going to do anything."
Mm.
It's a snake. It doesn't like you. It's scared of you. If you stomp too loud, it'll be like, no, please let me. And then a kangaroo showed up and everyone's like, fuck, get in the house. And they were like, what? And I was like, that will kill you. Get inside.
Look at the fucking pecs on that kangaroo.
Yeah. That one's like a bull. You need to leave.
They are so fucking ripped,
They're
man.
Fucking
it's
huge.
It's scary. Kangaroos are so scary.
They really are. They're amazing. They're like, and it's this thing where it's like, they just kind of, they have this sort of like, presence about, like they just kind of, I don't know.
They have like bouncer energy.
Yeah,
that was not supposed to be a pun. That wasn't supposed to be a pun.
That's
okay?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Why are they called bouncers?
Because they have kangaroo energy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's because they throw you out and they bounce you out of the place.
Okay.
Boing. Boing, boing.
And they famously, if you see a bouncer in a swimming hole, they
do not swim with a bouncer. Do not.
So many dogs.
Yeah. I feel like bouncers these days are nice. And they used to be horrible, I think. I feel like you hear a million stories about people just getting wrecked by bouncers.
Yeah, they're like wannabe cops who end up in the job.
Yeah, exactly. But now the real cops have lowered their bar, so now they're just like...
they are cops.
Yeah, so maybe it's worse.
Yeah, it's bad.
No, you're saying that you hear stories about bouncers being horrible, but that's to people they didn't let in.
Yeah.
That's true, I guess.
No, but they also, like, you know, who did the trope of like the mean bouncer or the bouncer that's like
a loser who wasn't allowed
girl?
In?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're like, well, they're only letting the hot girls in, so I'm gonna write a movie about this exact moment and take them down and turn them into a joke.
Didn't work.
And that's what screenwriters do. We're all pieces of shit.
take a moment where you were the loser and write it so that you won. Yeah. And that fixes it.
And that's how you get Billy Madison. So thank you.
Billy Madison's the one where he goes to school again, right?
Yeah, that's just the story of someone getting an education.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure. He just looked at me like it was the craziest thing anyone said.
You know what that look was?
What?
I meant Happy Gilmore. And I realized I'd made a mistake. And I went into my brain.
That's very funny.
I went to the far reaches of my brain and was like, they're going to know. They're going to know that I don't know my Sandler enough.
No.
Yeah, Billy Madison is cool too.
He just goes to school again.
Yeah, he just
The bit with the shampoo.
Yeah.
And the penguin. It's good, classic stuff.
Pretty good shit, really.
Mm. Is he doing okay, Adam Sandler? Because I feel like. Because
hang on. The guy who makes movies once a year where he gets all of his best friends to go to a tropical location. Yeah,
I guess he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I was glad.
Why are you worried about
it? I don't know.
Is it because his shorts are real big?
Yeah, he's got like real sad dad energy. Probably because he's a sad dad. Part of me feels like,
I see him. We also click and now we're like worried.
Yeah.
No, we also funny people. Funny people's the one that's worrying.
I didn't see funny people.
Funny people is literally about depression and mental health in comedy. And I'm like, we saw Click and like, we got.
And he went forward in time and couldn't go back.
It was sad. I cried. No. Yeah, maybe we should be worried.
We all saw the cobbler.
Yeah. Obviously, Uncut Gems was like a turning point. Where it's
I
like,
haven't
oh,
seen
fuck,
it.
Fuck, it's very, very good. But who do you think, what actor who sucks traditionally, would you give it
on? Traditionally sucks.
Well, Adam Sandler before Uncut Gems traditionally sucked. That's
undeniable. Yes, he did. Funny People.
I didn't see Funny People.
It was Apatow written. So it was someone that I respected as a writer, sort of helming the idea. So it was sort of, and it was really interesting because the whole concept is like this guy who's like was really big in his 20s as a comedian, like his life now in his 40s and like the depression like that comes with it and, you know, sort of up and down of the industry. But they used, because they had all that footage of Sandler from his 20s as well, that was sort of like all this amazing sort of like they could use real footage of him doing comedy from his, you know, youth and stuff.
Does he play himself as a character, right, surely?
Pardon?
In Funny People, does he play himself?
He plays like a version of himself. Yeah, it's sort of like,
is it Adam Sandler?
More of a loser.
Andy Sandler.
Yeah, it's something like that. But I mean, they don't. I guess they just cut out the part where they announce his name in the footage. Yeah. Okay, and then it's just footage of him. But it is like, because I will defend Adam Sandler. I actually love him. Yeah. I was talking about this the other day. Because,
have you seen The Ridiculous Six though, or whatever it is?
Look, I haven't seen a lot of his movies.
Watch that and then try.
The Cobbler I haven't seen. But here's what happened with Adam Sandler. He was very funny.
Yeah.
And then he was part of a period of time where cinema was fucking ruined. So Hollywood became this thing. This is my sort of just take on it. Okay. I'm not like a historian.
Adam Sandler's official stance. Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to get the clarification.
I've actually read his memoir. No. But so my theory is, right, so what happened was like in sort of the 2000s and around then, sort of this sort of commodifying of cinema happened where it was like, okay, let's make fast, sort of like leading
people
up to
people
didn't
want to make money before then.
No, they hated money.
Yeah.
But like leading up until, you know, we got streaming, we got like kind of binging TV and TV was taken more as like this thing that you like make it and then people watch it and you keep making it fast. Like,
yeah.
I think there was this sort of period of time where it was like, okay, let's turn comedy into like a superhero sort of style thing that we can commodify and make lots of money on. So it's sort of like, you know, how we're like, okay, we'll make Spider-Man, we'll make the toys, we'll make all the show bags, you'll see it in Melbourne Show, all that sort
just
of stuff.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's like, how can we do that with comedy? So we'll do Wayne's World, we'll do fucking all these things we'll start making like, you know, stuff with all the people from SNL and we'll start trying to like hyper, you know. So it was sort of just about like, you just had to make money really all the time or you weren't valued. So I think a lot of people just sort of started making bad stuff. And so like, because like Billy Madison, amazing.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore, wonderful movie. Mm. Adam Sandler's early like comedy songs of like, I still sing Piece of Shit Car like every other day.
I forgot he was doing musical comedy for a bit.
He was so good. And even the SNL era of all those guys that we make fun of now, like, I love them. I love watching Chris Rock, David Spade, like all those guys.
People like Chris Rock though, don't they?
Pardon? Yeah, people like Chris Rock.
I don't think he's fallen
into it. He kind of got off.
Yeah, I don't know how he got off, actually.
Because he kept being arty and doing stand-up.
Oh, true.
But I do, like, I know they all sort of sold out, but it was in an era of, like, make American Pie and franchise that movie or you're not going to be able to have work, you know? Like, it. I think they got ruined a little bit. And, yeah, they obviously were a bit sodgy and all that sort of stuff, but it was...
and pretty racist.
And pretty racist and, like, all those things, but, like... You know, you look at the stuff that he was doing when he was getting discovered and you got Piece of Shit Car, again, sodgy, but like the time was sodgy.
Okay.
So that's my...
I'm misogynistic.
I'm going to hop... Yeah. Oh. I'm going to step down off my pedestal now, but you know, if you want to...
You really
defend,
went for a long time
I'm
about
so
how Adam
sorry.
Said... No, it's good.
I actually think about this a lot and Adam Sandler specifically I think about a lot.
Okay.
I masturbate... No. No.
He doesn't masturbate.
But
know.
He was also in Punch Drunk Love, and he was so good in Punch Drunk Love.
Good in 50 First Dates, too.
Fuck you, Hayden.
What? He is. He's good in 50. I like 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates is nice.
Okay.
Have you seen 50 First Dates?
Not for a long time. But I love Drew Barrymore as well. She had a similar problem. I think they just, their careers were in an era that things were made badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I was listening to a podcast, I was actually listening to
God, I really ranted. I'm so sorry.
No, it was good. I was listening to an episode.
Stop talking on the podcast, Lena.
of another podcast, Do Go On. Don't listen to that. Listen to this podcast. but they were talking about Wizard of Oz and like how that got made, and that's also pretty fucked. So maybe it's always been fucked.
Yeah, I think it's always been fucked, but I think there was sort of...
There's eras of fucked.
Yeah, there's eras of fucked.
There's valleys, peaks and valleys
exactly.
of when things are fucked.
And then
where are we? Are we right now?
Right now we're in the... I would say we're in like the golden age of like, honestly, like... TV, but we're at the end of it.
Yeah. Not my Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I mean, we had like, I think there was sort of a swing. I don't know. We're in a new era now, I think, because it's sort of like, I don't think it's TV anymore. It's like golden age of streaming, right? So because I think the attitude towards making stuff has changed a lot. I think about this stuff a lot because I want to be a screenwriter and I write scripts very occasionally. And I, you know, note take and stuff. So we talk about this stuff a lot at my work, but like I think we're at a point now where like the pendulum swung back into sort of the bits where you get good art, which is like people are starting to notice that you're not trying to make shows you're not trying to cast a wide net, you're trying to cast small nets in very busy ponds.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so there was like an era of cinema where we did that and then there was like an era of like, you know, and then it went real bad because we were trying to cast wide nets so then we get like the bit of Adam Sandler's career that makes us sad. you know, so it's sort of like... And then it kind of happened again with TV because TV was making art and then it kind of swung the other way again. And now we're doing it. I think streaming's getting us back to sort of
the niche
smaller
bits.
Pockets.
Yeah, that's the good shit.
Yeah, yeah. And it happened with books and, you know, it's happened all the time. It happens all the time with art because people are like, make money. And then they're like, oh, we're not making money the way we want to. How do we fix it? Oh, we've got to make good stuff again. So you just kind of like back and forth.
Well, that's fun. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've had like the Queeby attempt and crash, so
I like calling it Queeby too.
What is it called?
Queeby. Queeby. It's Quibi because it stands for quick Queeby. Bites. Quick
oh,
bites
is that
of
what
content.
That was?
Quibi.
Quibi. I didn't engage with it.
Quibi. Queeby. Queeby's better actually.
Cloaca.
Cloaca. Look at my cloaca.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about the really, really short stuff.
Well, it's Queeby lasted for 7 months, so maybe don't worry about it.
they really committed. They were like, let's make an Emmy category.
I was browsing Star Now, which is a website where
I know. we're all on there.
I'll
do your short film.
yeah, that's
legitimately.
What it is.
I will.
If you're an actor, you're like, oh, I can do free acting. Cool. Mm. And there's like heaps of roles for a TikTok series. It's like you're in episode 2. And it's like, is it? A 1 minute show?
Yeah. What
episode
do you
two
pay
is
for that,
one
I wonder.
Probably not
paid?
Much.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So I don't know what that would be like, but a little 1 minute, maybe that's the future. One minute shows.
I mean, I don't think it is because, you know, Queeby has a Queeby. Word. Queeby didn't there are
work.
Already TikTok series.
There are. My friends actually made a pretty cool one, but it's I think there's definitely room for it and I think it's interesting and cool, but it's I think people are it's a really hard one, especially with and it happened with online as well. Like it becomes a really hard thing to regulate. And the whole point of like where the money stuff starts to get really complicated is because, you know, they're trying to TV gatekept because they wanted people to remain employed and they wanted to be able to pay people properly.
Yeah, and
so
the unions.
Yeah. Fucking unions. No, but like in a weird way, it's like good and bad because you obviously want everyone to get paid. So then when you move into online, the rules changed and people were like undercutting and not getting paid what you'd normally get. And so there was a huge kind of reshuffle. And now it's happening again. So we need to get better at like, adapting. Sorry, I work in film and television.
We can tell.
Yeah, I think it's, and it's not funny. What I'm saying isn't funny, but it might be interesting to one person. Yeah, it's hard. It's so
and
hard.
And that one person is you.
Me.
No, I'm learning a lot. This is actually really good. Thank you
for listening. And this is a comedy podcast. So fart, come.
Is that good? I think we made up the quota of cum and fart mentions, so we're good.
Anyway, we can talk about this more once I've sorry, I will sit down. I'll stop pushing you guys into the corner of the room and making you listen to me, and I'll sit back down.
Your big stick.
Yes. No, God, you've started. I think the Ritalin works. I'm hyper focused. Haven't I? Jesus Christ.
And on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Lena.
Lena, you got a comedy show coming up in September.
No. I've seen this comedy show.
I've seen it as well, and it's not Lena talking seriously about film. It is very funny little skits and sketches.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There was one I want to talk to you about after the show.
Okay.
I keep thinking about it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, a lot of them I keep thinking about, but one of them I don't want to ruin anything, and I wanted to just please say it. It's in Sydney, yeah?
Yeah. So we're doing Sydney Fringe. We found out our venue is like 150 seater, and I think the one we did in Melbourne, the biggest one we did was 70. So we're freaking the fuck out. We're gonna do three shows in 150 seater.
Yeah, but you sold out in Melbourne. We did sell out. Please be fast with your tickets as well, because again, I think I had this issue where I was like, oh, we'll come see your show, and you're like, oh, okay. You were like, oh. Let's like get you in for free. Don't even stress. Then you were like, oh, hang on. It's all selling out. Yeah, it's like, oh, shit.
Thank you for making me look cool. We did sell out a fair bit. So, yeah, please, Sydney, get your tickets. And
Where can they buy tickets? Also, what's the show called?
The show's called This Is Our Show. If you don't have Instagram, I would just keep looking at the Fringe website. But if you do, follow Annie and Lena, because we'll keep posting updates there and we'll have a link tree. But yeah, the tickets will be available on the Fringe website pretty soon. And the dates are the 2nd, 4th and 5th of September, I'm pretty sure.
Unreal.
Genuinely can't recommend it enough. I tried to see it a second time and it sold out and I couldn't.
Oh, that's good.
So do what I can't. Mm. Please do what I couldn't.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Lena.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.